always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and we are excited to be on Yada the King Radio. As always, it's gonna go down, man. Today we got a guest, special guest, Believin' Steven, gonna be on with us, man, and we're gonna get to hear some of his music. I already see the live stream is talking about some of the jams that they're feeling, so y'all get to hear some more of his music on the show today. We're also gonna talk testimony, ministry, music. Y'all know how we do this thing, man. And yeah, we are in Seattle, and the Misfit Tour just came through Seattle and Portland, and it was cracking, man. We had a lot of good times, a lot of connection, a lot of people there, man. I think there was about 800 plus in the Seattle show. I think there was around 500-600 in the Portland show. But yeah, that's really what we're trying to do, man. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get it out here, let people know more about the Yada the King Radio Show and what's going on, man. Today's topic of the day is going to be priorities, man. What is a person that is in line with Christ, how do their priorities look? How do we, you know what I'm saying, make sure we're doing the right thing and putting the right things first? Because a lot of times when stuff is going haywire or it's just looking jacked up, it's because our priorities are not in order, man. So we're going to talk about that with Believin' Steven in just a hot second, man. And I got some hot music from his crew, man. You know what I'm saying? You guys get to hear some more of what they're doing. And man, I'm kind of sad to announce this, man. It looks like Donovan McNabb might be done. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of, oh man, that's I seen him, the rise and fall of Donovan McNabb. That kind of hurts a little bit even to say, man. But hey, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to be ready in season and out of season, and it didn't look like he was ready this season. So that's really what's up. I got some new music that I'm gonna spin on here on Yada the King Radio. And I see Mr. 777 in the chat room. It looks like it's over for the Redskins too. I just had to put that out there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just let me know what you think about that one. And I know you know where the studio's at, so don't come visit. Don't come visit right now. Visiting hours are over. But let me go to this right here, man. This song right here is Level 316 featuring TJ. The song is called Love. And man, y'all know how we do, man. Let's get into some good music. Yeah.
Yeah. It don't take much for me to say this. Hands down, you're the hottest song up on my playlist. If this was fame, you would make the A-list. And I would be a red carpet making way for greatness. But this is far more than just a statement. I'm ejecting what's inside, my love is flowing out the tape deck. For you to take death and exchange it for your glory paves the way for righteousness and many chapters to my story. Boy, that's too much for me to handle. If I had 1,000 tones, it couldn't even do the damage. You construct my canvas, purpose for what every stroke you make. You take my breath away, this love will never vanish.
This is love that you give to me, and it's more than love for my eyes to see. That this love is like a shooting star, and it points to you,
points to you,
'cause that's who you are.
True love, it doesn't boast. It carries hope even though the world sees it as a joke. But we trying to see the script flip, bringing love to a new level like 316. I have faith in this love, love taste in this love. Seattle swag, this love rains from above. I ain't the same, I changed within, 'cause I was living in prison and sin. Now I'm forgiven and living in him. In the Father's eyes, I see love personified. But in my heart I hide when I'm hard with pride. Christ the martyr died for the sake of love, and the sacrifice, it was great enough. This is love, it's a lyrical melody. No feeling the spiritual eloquence of its eloquency. It lifts me up when my day's rough. I got this
hello,
so there's nothing left to say, but
this is love that you gave to me. And it's more than love for my eyes to see. That this love is like a shooting star,
loading my heart with his love, the poet's pistol. Shooting that light to the dark, I know it hit you under the surface. Being blood purchased so you can land right on the mark. 1230, pointing up at him like 1230. The great IAM 1230. And be prepared, he may be coming back like 1230.
This is love, open doors, dinner dates, something fancy. Whatever you can do to romance me, that this is love. Never ending sentiments of lists that get longer and longer depending on the day. Tell me, what is love? I hope you're hearing me. Enlarged hearts, perfect pursuit. Never ending passion, death on a cross, you resurrected. I'm fiending for your unconditional love. You got me high like the wings of a dove. Lord, I'm so gone.
This is love that you give to me. And it's more than love. That this love is like a shooting star, and it points to you, 'cause that's who you are.
Money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be? I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. 'Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be? I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
I got my ID, who am I? Child of the king. Lift them high, but I stay low. That's humble pie, but declare it bold. No compromise, that's the gospel. Preaching is my 9 to 5. We going full-fledged to get it to your entourage. And we gon' lift his name higher than the homicides. Then the tax rate, death rate, and it prime. Life shortened in his enterprise. To live comfortable, but it led to his demise. You can roll the dice. Stakes are high, hope for the best, and pray you fly. Some choose to blend in, camouflage with the world, but eventually they're defined by their careers and credentials, glorified in the public eye, but we obtain a different shine.
'Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be? I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. 'Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
We get portrayed in a bad light, pop bottles, waste money, fast life. Common slogan, party like it's your last night, or like it's your birthday, they tell you get your cash right. See, that can mold your mind when you don't know who you are. They fed your ego, now you think you a superstar. Dressing super fly, looking like a Barbie doll. Excessive makeup to cover up that you're insecure. Now I ain't taking shots, I'm just stating facts. 'Cause being dishonest, they got us where we're at. At least it's partly why. Outside of that,
what else?
Broken fellowship with the Father, we're not attached. He is the missing link, so you know we lacking truth. Without Christ, like the virus, we're more susceptible. More prone to believe the lies, homie, than accept the truth. When you're uninformed of how God thinks the best of you.
'Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. 'Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
brainwashed by the world system, like the hair salon. Your head's been conditioned by the mainstream to think that beauty isn't all the vain things, but that's a tainted vision. Cause he desires truth in the inner, holiness, righteousness, beauty on your inner. Look hot like the summer, hot colder than the winter. Inclined to be self-centered when God ain't the center. So make him number one, his input's bigger. Well, I'm caviar, not chopped liver. In his opinion, that matters most. He gave me life abundant, not status quo. So I refuse to live like the average Joe. No, we're incredible, for Christ we're radical. We read his precepts, they become practical. Sin separated, grace reconnects us like the after show.
Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
Soul Productions presents
Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation,
featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more. Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Genuine Life Records presents Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Cambino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single,
The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
life totally cool.
Available at iTunes, Amazon,
eMusic,
Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Serving the fight of faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
Hello, this is Heaven.
Help! My wife will be home any minute!
All lines are currently busy.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Please remain on the line. Your prayer is extremely important to us and will be answered in the order it was received.
Oh, this is not good.
To expedite your prayer, please choose from the following.
Okay.
For financial matters, press 1 now.
Wife, wife!
For family matters, press 2.
Okay.
For in-law problems, press 1 now.
No, wife, wife, come on. I need a miracle.
For problems regarding your spouse.
Hello, dear, I'm home.
If you've had an argument with your spouse, press 1 now.
No, I'm trying to avoid one.
Guess what today is?
Hurry, 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 hurry.
If you forgot your anniversary.
Yes, that's it, that's it.
A prayer can be as short as, Lord, help me. Isn't it nice to know that God doesn't have an answering service and that He is always there? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
This is Believing Steven, and you're listening to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Game time, Cannon.
Man, this is an artist with you, man, and I don't know how to say their name, Believing Steven. Is it Josue?
Yes, Josue.
Josue, okay. The song was called Identity on Yada the King Radio. See, that's how you got to check it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to check it. Don't mess it up. You know what I'm saying? Because Cass would have been, you know what I'm saying? Cool. Josie. You know what I'm saying? That could have said a whole bunch of,
right,
you know what I'm saying, names. But, hey, man, we on Yada the King Radio. And the way we love to get the show started is to hop on your testimony, man. We want to know how you came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
Okay, what's the time limit on this? Like, I could give you the condensed, or I could give you.
You got 8 minutes.
Okay, that's cool. That's pretty in depth then. So, couple of things. Growing up, my parents they met at church, and non-denominational church, but Pentecostal in nature, and. So there was some truth being taught
towards me, you know, going to Sunday school, learning different stories, learning about Jesus, things like that. And then my parents actually got divorced when I was very young. I was only 5 years old. And so after that, my dad, he still had visitation with us sometimes with me and my three brothers. And he would, you know, read us Bible stories, pray with us before we went to bed, things like that, still go to church. So I had a certain knowledge of Jesus. And then he moved away when I was 10. He moved, he got remarried, and then he actually moved all the way to Hawaii, and I was in Pittsburgh, and his wife used to live in Hawaii, and he moved all the way out there with hopes of starting a church out there. And it was just very tough for me and my brothers. It was like, man, you leaving us to go all the way out there. You know, we're 10, you know, 12, 13 and whatnot. And so it was very difficult for us. And then after that, I didn't have an intimate relationship with the Lord. You know, I might have prayed here and there, but it was when I was 18, I was starting my first year of college at the University of Delaware, which is right outside Philly in a city called Newark. And my brother, Timothy, who a lot of people listening probably are familiar with him and his music, he had just gotten saved, and it was like a drastic change. You know, like he was beforehand just doing a lot of drugs, selling drugs, doing graffiti, wow. Boasting in his rhyming, and a lot of drinking, a lot of smoking, and things like that. In my freshman year of college, I was getting into through my later years of high school, I was getting into a lot of drinking, drunk driving, and smoking, and just a party lifestyle. It was like normal at my high school, though. You know, like, now I can look back and be like, man, I was like real sinful and just like a party maniac. But it was almost like considered normal at my high school. It was like, that's what everyone did. I went to Alderdice High School in Pittsburgh, which is the same high school as dudes like Wiz Khalifa, Mac Miller, in the secular hip hop scene. It was just like, that was the thing, you know. And so when he got saved, I was like, man, this is crazy. Like, I've always known that God was real and that I needed God, or, you know, I would say that Jesus loved me or whatever. But when that happened, I was like, man, this is something. There's like a power behind this God and behind Jesus. Like, this transformation is crazy. And so then I started reading the Bible very frequently, because before that it was just, you know, basically if I needed something here and there. And I grew up reading like a comic book Bible called Pix. I don't know if anyone listening has heard it. It was like basically a Bible, but it was like comics in it.
Yeah.
But it would tell like the story of Joshua blowing the ram's horn, but it was in like comic book form, and that's how I would learn the stories.
And it was a blue one?
This was like the first time.
I
think I had a blue one. Yeah. I think the cover of one of mine was gray, but there probably was a blue one. So okay, that's how I learned like a lot of the stories. But as far as actually reading God's word, this was the first time I ever really read, you know, because before, you know, like a teen Bible and it like changes the words and it has this and that. This was the actual first time where I really read, you know, the Bible consistently every single day, processed it. And the main thing that stood out to me was when I really realized that I was a sinner, that I was sinful, and that I had sinned against the holy, righteous God, and that I was deserving of death. Before that, I probably saw myself like, okay, I'm a pretty good person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I might be partying and doing this and this, but I'm a pretty good person. And it was when I read the scriptures, I saw that it was by grace through faith that I was saved, not by my own works, not by my own righteousness, and that I needed Christ's righteousness. So once I realized that, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like before, I would say like, yeah, I know I need Jesus, or, you know, Jesus is my savior. But I, you know, it didn't hit me what the full gospel was. And so what I tell people is that I know that I was saved when I was 18, which is actually now 10 years ago now, right around this time. Right around this time, October, that I know that I was saved. And so that's what happened, man. And after that, after that, I read the Bible in a whole year, and God's word started just making a lot of sense to me. I changed who I hung out with. I prayed for fellowship. I got fellowship through certain type of Bible studies and going to church consistently. And I won't lie to you, man. A lot of times we like to say, okay, here's my testimony. And since then, I've never sinned, not even once. No, I used to do this. But now, I've never sinned since then. It's been a road where it's marked by God's grace. And there's been ups and downs. I've had my battles with sin for sure and whatnot. And, now it's been 10 years, man, and it's been great.
Praise God.
Knowing the Lord, being close to Him. But it's also been, the reality of it, it's also been difficult. There's times as Christians where you're not accepted by the rest of your peers. You're not accepted by society. That can lead to like some type of loneliness. That can lead to not being accepted or feeling like what's all this going on. And there's times where the Lord will put you through different trials or hardships to chisel you and to mold you into more of the image of His Son. And so it's been a walk that has been great, but at the same time challenging. So that's kind of my quick testimony.
Tight, man. Look, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to your song right here, called "My Life Story." Feature, who you got featuring on this joint, man?
It's Average Joe.
Okay, Average Joe, and we're gonna get into this. And all the people listening on the live stream, y'all get to hear what he had to say about this song. But let's check it out on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
As much as a lot of people, many of you listening have probably suffered more than I have. But these are some of the things God has brought me through over the course of my life. It hasn't been easy, but God's given me the grace to persevere. And He can do the same for you. This is my life story. I'ma get passionate. That's why I have to spit the Christ glory. Parents met at church. It was Pentecostal. The marriage was good. Then it went to hostel. Disputes and arguments led to court later. I was 5 years old, they signed divorce papers. Mom was loving me, she gained custody of me and my three bros playing busted knees. Three siblings chilling with my brothers. We watched Martin and In Living Color. With joy we chuckled and royal rumbles. We dropped those from the top turnbuckle. Dad stayed with Grandma, but knew I'd see him. He always picked us up Tuesdays and weekends. He led Bible time. I had a little faith in God, but a little concern with my baseball cards and playing ball, whether football or wiffle. Didn't take a charge for God, commitment fickle. Born as his rival, was born with the Bible. Sports were my idol, adoring my titles. I'm unrighteous. Mom worked the night shift. She worked a lot to serve meals and a niceness. Rooting for the Steelers, rooting for the Pirates. Do we had a riot? No truth in my diet.
This is my life story. 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 And I'm giving God the glory as I tell my story. And I pray that you would come to know Him too.
A slave to sin and youthful lust. Due to sucks, here comes the moving truck. We moved a lot, yes, this was a trend. I started crying, I'd be missing my friends. Changed schools again, then made friends. Then found out I'd have to do it again. I'm choosing all my words, I grew up in the burg. After second grade, we moved about the burbs. Exposed to this city, and plus rap music. They're showing no pity, cats act ruthless. I rock cross-colored jeans and Carl Canis. Plus a fresh jacket, steal it, started with fly. It was hard to get by, one day my father arrived. Told us to Hawaii, depart with his bride. I started to cry, this I sharply despise. I'm all for the why, he left far from my life. Then we moved back to the burbs in the seventh. A sports head, not into the word or reverence. This was pivotal. Back in middle school, I was a little boy before I was getting swole. Way before you could follow on Twitter.
A lot of kids used to call me a wigger.
I know you're
rejected and lonely. I want camaraderie. I've never fit in, always been an anomaly.
This is my life story. 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 And I'm giving God the glory as I tell my story. And I pray that you would come to know him too.
In adolescence, I had depression. At its essence, it's sad to mention. Was a perfectionist, I was perplexed by this. Became suicidal, God brought an exodus. Mine was foggy, excessive overload. Rejected extra low in depressive episodes. In high school, I was back in the city. Started drinking 40s out the back, I was tipsy. Sometimes I sit and I analyze the stars and wonder why I used to vandalize those cars. I was promiscuous in my wickedness because sin tasted sweet like licorice. Fell in love once, it ended in misery. Since then, girls have stirred iniquity. See, I started wilding to gain acceptance. Guilt played my conscience, God arranged repentance. Tim got saved, hit some major questions. I read the word, sought God's amazing presence. Since then, I've read a lot of doctrine, but still struggle with sin. I got a lot of problems, like lust, pride, unbelief and jealousy. I trust Christ died, was beat, he's the remedy. Since I've been saved, I go hard with flowing to reach out to those whose hearts are broken.
This is my life story. 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 And I'm giving God the glory as I tell my story. And I pray that you would come to know him too.
Better clean your glass lens.
Yeah,
I done
money, I done cashed it. Yeah.
Push it on this chronic, keep it, 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 chronic, keep it. Chronic key, push it, chronic key, push it on this chronic, push it on this chronic key, 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 chronic key.
Man, that's what's up, man. I got the homie T Word, that was Wizard on his grind again. And believe it, Steve is pumped about this interview. He's like, man, this is pretty thorough, man. Shout out to all y'all that's asking questions. Because that's how we doing it today, man. Y'all send the questions, we ask them. But let's do this, man. We're going to talk about how did you get started MCing, man? What was it like growing up? Were you just like, man, I'm going to be an MC when I grow up? Or what happened, man?
Can I keep it real?
Not really. Basically, I've been listening to hip-hop since I was about 8 or 9 years old. And then I used to sit next to the radio all the time. When I was living in Pittsburgh, there was a station called Whammo, and I listened to the top 8 at 8, which would be, you know, the hottest songs came on, or at least what the general public said the hottest songs were. And I would tape, I would dub them, and then I would listen to them in my walk-in all the time. I'm way home from school, or you know, where, or wherever, playing basketball. And then I started getting into a little bit more grimy stuff because it was like Friday nights on the radio, Saturday nights, they would play more underground stuff.
Yeah.
And so I would just sit next to the radio, dub that. And then I started watching BET Rap City. This was when I was like 9, 10 years old. Every day I could after school, or like MTV Jams or Yo MTV Raps. And so that's kind of really how I really got into it. And I went to city schools ever since I was 8 years old in Pittsburgh. So I was, you know, living in the city, going to city schools and whatnot. And all the other kids, they were into it as well. And then in high school, Timothy was, went by the name of Ambush, and he was a battle rapper in Pittsburgh, and had a crew called the Deadly Scribe. And they would have shows. I would go to all their shows and whatnot and be around different B-boys, graph artists, going to these shows, and they opened up for like Dilated Peoples and, you know, groups like that. And so I was just always around it. And then when I got to college, I started writing, and I was kind of timid with it. I was like, you know what, like, I don't know, I you know, people were gonna ask me if I spit, you know, because my brother spits. But I was like, man, I got something to say now that I'm saved. I actually have something to say.
Yeah.
And I feel like with Christian hip-hop, people could be more creative and they could also be more authentic. And so that's something that I can see myself really doing. So I just kept on doing it, and I've been doing it now for about 8 years now.
Okay.
So I've been doing it since I was about 19 or 20. Yep.
So let me ask you this, man. With you getting involved in Christian hip-hop, you said you feel that we can be more creative. What are some of the things that you think we should do to become more creative? I think that's a good statement, but what would you say even behind that statement for some artists to just start thinking about what they're writing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I've been following Christian hip hop for about 10 years now, and I do think that the genre has come a long way in that time, both stylistically and, you know, creatively. And so I think just thinking, I would say like being a student of it too. Like, I meet certain cats that are like, yo, I don't listen to any Christian hip hop. It's all whack. They're all terrible. But then they'll make songs. It's like, oh, you know, like Five Guys already made a song that sound like this. You know, like Six Guys already made a song that addressed the same topic. So I think it's just, it comes down to trying to think of topics that may have not been addressed yet and that mean something to you. So I think those two are really important. So it's something that you haven't really seen addressed, and it has to mean something to you. If there's no passion behind the music, it's not going to be as rich. People aren't going to be able to connect with it as good, and it's not going to be as dope. So I think those are two of the things. And we've come a long way, like in the genre. I've seen a lot of stuff be done in a good way on this, you know, different good story songs, or like Jay Sun doing a song like Parent Me, just dealing with that topic, or, you know, Shylin has an album called Stories where every song on there is a story. My man Evangel has a song where he has an album, and the whole album is like a progressive story. I think it's called Expositional Journey. Like, it's a whole, just like, each song leads into the next song, leads into the next song about how we get saved. And it's like, there are stuff out there where I think that Christian hip hop is definitely, you know, getting more creative. You know, even someone who isn't even in the same camp, like Fizzle, doing songs about, about his father, or doing songs about, like, someone getting shot and ended up being like a picture on a T-shirt. You know, just things like that are real to the artist, and also are just something that's a little bit different. I think those are two things that could really help.
Now, that's good stuff, man. Let me ask you personally, what is your purpose in Christian hip hop? If somebody's hearing you for the first time, they want to know, okay, what's Believing Steven really about? How do you fit into Christian hip hop? What would you say you are trying to portray? What your music is going to, you know what I'm saying, be geared towards? I mean, even who you're going to be geared towards. Is there anything you'd like to share on else on that?
Yeah, I would say my goal is to be able to effectively share the gospel of Christ through good lyricism and good creativity, and then just emphasizing a good biblical worldview. So those kind of like four main things. So the goal is to let the gospel be known through creative means, with good lyricism, and this being done through a sound biblical worldview. I would say that's something that I strive to live up to. As far as stylistic wise, people label me a lot of times as like more, underground or whatever, which is fine. Just stylistically. And my music, though, overall, I would like to say that I aim to reach people who are or have been suffering or hurting through some type of pain or trial. So I think that really encompasses everybody, which would be a believer or an unbeliever, because everyone undergoes pain, trials, and suffering. So I think that anytime, if you're making a song, and even if you're worshiping on that song, it could be evangelical, because the good news is being told. Even though that song in your mind might be like, oh, this song is for a believer, actually, an unbeliever could be reached through even that worship song. So I would say that it's music geared towards anyone who's hurting, suffering, has undergone any type of pain, and that could be a believer or an unbeliever. So that would sum up that question. And then just a little side note, I would say a lot of times we like to, label artists, oh, this dude is for the streets, this dude is for the suburbs, this dude is for the underground cats, this dude, he's for like more of like the commercial cats, this dude is for the church, this dude is for the law. And really, it's like, overall, God is the one who does the saving. God is the one who is in control. And I've seen people who you might think, oh, he's for the streets, reach people in the suburbs. I've seen people who you might think, oh, he's for the underground cats, reach someone who might listen to more commercial artists. Or you might think, oh, this dude is just for the church. And then I've seen them reach people in the streets. So we can oftentimes, label people. And I think it's wise to think, oh, if this dude gets in my car for my job, what CD I might put in? Okay, he's this type of dude. Okay, maybe I put it in this CD. I think there's wisdom in that. But right. I think sometimes we can get caught up in being like, this dude can only reach these few people here, when it's really a lot broader than that.
Man, that's good stuff, man. We're going to go to your song right now, man. Suffering in God's Sovereignty, featuring Angela Board. Let's talk about this song as we go into this joint.
Yeah, this song just talks about the reality that suffering exists in every person's life. It's due to the fall. We inherit a sin nature. Since we inherit a sin nature, the earth has been cursed. and we are sinful. And so, you know, until we die and until we go to heaven and there's a new heaven and new earth, we're going to undergo just trials in this life. But the amazing thing, the beautiful thing is that God is sovereign over all of it. You look at someone in the scriptures like Joseph, or even more importantly, you look at someone like Jesus, who suffered more than any human could ever even imagine, that God had that planned out before the foundation of the earth,
right?
That Christ would have to come and would have to suffer and be a man acquainted with grief. And so the song is just to encourage us that, yeah, no matter how difficult it might get, God is sovereign over all that suffering, and he has a purpose for all of it.
Amen. Let's get into this jam on Yacht of the King Radio. Y'all know how we do it, man. Let's go.
Where was God on 9/11?
Where was God?
The same place he was on 9/10. Sovereignly ruling the sky and heaven. On his throne is where you'll find him. Why do bad things happen to good people? But there's no good people. We're all evil. Since God created the sea, flipped the Genesis. It was great as could be, but sin's the nemesis. In the garden, Adam naked with Eve. God gave dominion, made them both free. But Satan deceived, they ate from the tree. Disobeyed with this greed and guilt, taking some leaves. Shameful indeed, now depraved in our deeds. God cursed the ground, now pain is conceived. We're falling feeble, all are evil. Satan bruised his seal, but God is diesel. We know death is the wages of sin. God arranges the wind, it's displayed in the end. Due to the fall, we favor iniquity. This explains all our pain and our misery. We never suffer if it weren't for the fall. And we're all to blame, every person's involved. Every God made a plan, he's sure to resolve. Reversing the curse for those purchased and called. No one's exempt.
No one.
Every single day we get closer to death. But if you're not Christian, you suffer in vain. Cause your sin, which is disgusting, remains. But if you're saved, you certainly should. Know that all things work for your good. From the mouth of God, good and bad come. No one can question what he has done. If you're not saved, you got to be nervous. His plans stand, he'll accomplish his purpose. He rules and reigns, I'm dropping these verses. Controls all things, come to God with the worship. God ordains, not limited, my friends.
Nope.
He sovereignly declares the beginning and the end. Only incidents, no accidents. Just imagine it, no coincidence. He's intimate, yet immaculate. He writes history, he's not bluffing. My God is sovereign over suffering, but sovereign over Satan. This is demonstrating his omnipotence. My God is amazing. God's sovereign, his plan's phenomenal. He's not the author of evil, man's responsible. Sometimes God brings suffering as punishment, like David's woes for breaking the covenant.
What?
We don't always suffer in direct proportion to how much we sin, but it is according to God's wisdom, his greatness shown. He uses our pain as his megaphone, as a wake-up call, so we'll cry for help and get our faith up, y'all, not rely on self. Seek his face, cause we need his grace. Trials build character and deep in faith. Does whatever he pleases, like say something to be forever with Jesus. All the pain that we presently feel can't compare to the glory in heaven revealed. We have this treasure in jaws of clay, struck down, not destroyed by scars and pain. We share in the pain and afflictions of Christ. He's aware of the strain in our pits he will fight. He's with us despite our addictions and plights. In our dark tunnels, he's the flickering light. And with infinite might, our pain, he's alleviating it, relieving it. But it might not be immediate. The whole universe exists to display the greatness of the glory of God in full array.
Wow.
The glory of God shines fully in our face, the most in the presence of the glory of his grace. This glory of grace is seen the best, displayed at the cross at Jesus' death.
the only good one, sinless and perfect. He died for millions who didn't deserve it. Suffering exists to display God's grace. At the cross of Christ, where we're saved through faith. God ordained Christ's death in his perfect plan. It's called a slain lamb before the earth began.
Evil, call it mystery. Christ on the cross bore the misery, no greater pain in all of history. He died for sins, our faults, iniquities. God allows evil, call it mystery. Christ on the cross bore the misery, no greater pain in all of history. He died for sins, our faults, iniquities.
Hello. Please define what is hip hop.
Yo. Real hip hop.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesertedAssouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SF.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian hip hop radio.
Watch videos on the TV network
and more. DesertedAssouth.com.
DesertedAssouth.com.
You know who it is?
DesertedAssouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast
Fire is now online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site repping the West Coast. The fattest gospel hip hop, latest news,
videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online.
Resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta keep my Yada Da King Radio, banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yadadaking.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the Yada Da King mobile app. We Yada Da King. Do you? Hey, y'all like how I'm doing this? Now, Believe in Steven, kind of like underground. And them cats right there, the group called Forever. That song has put me in. Oh my goodness, that's my song. That's kind of like mainstream. I think that song has a possibility to cross over. But y'all know how we do it, man. We show love to the underground cats and the cats is doing it for the kingdom, man. No matter what you're doing, as long as you're doing it for the kingdom, we got you, man. We spin you on Yada Da King Radio, man. We're gonna get into the topic of the day, which came from one of my big brothers, Andre Benjamin, and not the Benjamin from Outkast. He got the same name, and he raps. He goes by the name Advocate, but he had this to say, man. He said, priorities. What can we do? How can we talk about priorities? Number one, let's talk about, since I just said this in the live stream, the priority of putting God first in our life. What do you have to say about that, Stephen Brindle?
Can I keep it real?
I mean, that's the whole purpose of our existence. I would say, I mean, my pastor said it, even not just quote-unquote keeping him first, but keeping him at the center of your life. So every aspect of your life, whether it be, you know, you're on your job, or you're a parent, or you're a husband, or you're a wife, or you're a son, or you're a daughter, whatever aspect of your life, you're an athlete, you're a musician, you know, whatever your job may be, you're a counselor, you're a teacher, you know, just putting him at the center of that, no matter what it is, that's why we were created. So I think that's pivotal.
No, that's what's up, man. And let's talk about our relationships. I think sometimes with pride, it seems like a lot of times in a lot of areas of our life, priorities are just everywhere. You know what I'm saying? How do we prioritize in our relationships? And as Christians, do we prioritize our relationships different than people that are in the world?
Now, are you talking about relationships between like men and women type relationship, or just our friendships in general?
Friendships in general. I mean, any kind of relationship you can imagine.
I mean, I think as far as relationships go, our goal should be to love one another. That's what the mandate is to love one another as you would love yourself. You know, love one another. And even as Christ loved the church, I know the analogy is given for that, for a husband to love his wife, but just for people in general, man, is just in those relationships, our purpose is to be able to show love. And you're not going to be able to do that with every single person you ever meet as far as spending, you know, tons of quality time with. So I think there needs to be just wisdom in that, wisdom in who to invest a lot of time into.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think we should brush off cats lightly or just, you know, be MIA and you can never reach me and never hear from me or I'll never respond back to a text or a phone call or a message or anything like that. Like, I don't think that should be the case. I think just, you know, acknowledging people can go a long way. But as far as who invests a lot of time and energy into just praying for wisdom about that, but ultimately just showing love. Yeah, I would say all our relationships should be different than someone in the world. Someone in the world would look at their relationship like, okay, what can I get out of this person? Whereas we should look at it like, okay, what can I give this person?
Yeah, that's
how can I lay down my life for that person?
Yeah,
even when they wronged me, you know what I mean? And that's very difficult. So I think that's how our relationship should be.
That's what's up, man. He got the 21 gun salute. You know what I'm saying? I've been waiting just for that time. I mean, he's been giving the 21 gun salutes anyway, but I just had to put it out there right there. And believe it, Steven, when you get the 21 gun salute, that means some flesh just had to die off. You know what I'm saying? We got it.
That means it's game time.
You know what? That means it's game time. That's right, man. But let's
that's
talk about
too.
That's rowdy. Hey, you see how he do it? He got his own slang. I'm learning it. But let's talk about priorities in the kingdom of God. With somebody in their life, what are some ways that we should always keep in order, or what are some priorities that we always must keep in order to live a godly, or in the kingdom of God, live a godly perspective on life, or keep the godly perspective on life?
Yeah, I'm not going to get real deep here. I think it's just, I think it can be somewhat simple, and it's praying and reading God's word. So spending time with him, you know, if you want to get closer to your wife, you're going to spend time with your wife. You want to get closer to your son, you're going to spend time with your son. You want to get closer to your God, you got to spend time with your God. And so I think spending time with him is the biggest key. And one thing I've learned over the past year or so is there's been times where I've been guilty of treating it like a checklist, where it's like, okay, I wake up in the morning, all right, I'm going to say my 10-minute prayer, and then I'm going to read my, three chapters or whatever, and then that's it. And then for the rest of the day, it's like, okay, God, we already did our thing, and then what should I do now? Okay, you know, oh, I already read my Bible, so I can't read it no more. I already read it. But it's like, nah, like, I can go back throughout the day and talk to God. I can go back throughout the day and chew on a verse or chew on a passage. And that's what I'm learning to try to do more of, is just not make it so much about a checklist, but make it about spending time with someone who I want to spend time with. Well, because I need to spend, I'm dependent upon it, yeah.
No, I think that in a nutshell is what people need to hear. I always tell people, man, if you say read the Bible and pray with any question in church, you always gonna be right. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can a pastor say about that? You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's real talk, man. And not saying he used that as a cop out, but that really is the foundation with our relationship. Man, I'm gonna go to this song, man, from you called Victory March featuring Phoenix. I know he changed his name as well, right?
Yeah, it used to be, what it used to be? And now he just goes by Fiend, I think.
Okay.
It used to be something with, like, Zechariah Phoenix or something like that. And then now I think he just goes by Fiend, or Philly Fiend. But, yeah, man, you want me to break down the song a little bit?
Yeah, tell me what we about to get into.
Yeah, so the song, it's the last song on the album, and the album is talking about suffering. and pain and all the stuff, and it gets kind of dark. And so this is like the celebration track that, like, look, when Christ returns and then we're going to heaven, it's like there's going to be no more pain, there's going to be no more sorrow, there's going to be no more trials, nothing else bad, no more sin. And it's because of what Christ has done for us, we can walk and march
because of the end
in
of
victory.
There's no reason
so that's basically
joy
what the song is about.
All right, y'all know what we're about to do. Let's get into it. Game time.
Disappointment from death will be finished forever. That's what Christ has won for us in the power of his resurrection. He has defeated the world. He's defeated the flesh. He's defeated the devil. He has removed the curse.
Where my saints at? Are you rolling with me?
Coming
to the new heaven in that holy city. Got your grace, I'm saved, I flow. Hope you will embrace the toe. Hold your fly, planes are blown. We are sinful, facing home. That's why I'm making poems. Sins is high, taking loans. Christ dies, he's paid it all. They ain't even break a bone. So now God's grace is shown. Christ the only way I know. Out to my Savior rose, I will see my Savior's throne. By grace through faith alone, he'll come back to take me home. Close my eyes, pray and go to heaven, no aches or moans. He's the great exalted Jew. Please have faith and follow. Those are the pain that I've been through. He came to make all things new. No divorce and no more fighting. No remorse and no more bribing. No more pointing, no more lying. No more thorns and no more whining. No more boredom, no more whining. Been reborn, I go to Zion. No more storms and no more dying. No more mourning, no more crying.
Hey yo, we marching on to victory. Full, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
Yeah.
Hey yo, we marching on to victory. Full, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
We move at the sound of his trumpet.
Move out.
Somebody ring the alarm, it's going down when we're all least aware of it. On you,
yeah.
Y'all disappearing.
Word.
Lot of crazed faces and eyes to the ceiling.
It's real.
Our life's an episode of deal,
yeah.
Or no deal. Either take the broad path or the one with less appeal. And if you choose the latter, through faith and zeal,
yeah.
When you open up that door, there's no greater feel.
Yeah.
Cause we were born with a price, found in the dark, born to the light. Now I'm in there with my sights on life. Not the South Pole, I can only go right.
Yeah.
To those believing like Stephen, faithfully preaching, beseeching, soberly teaching. Humbly speaking while we reaching out to a world that rejects the words of the risen Lord. Pay the bill that we can't afford and will reign forevermore. And yes, that day will come, we'll walk hand in hand with the sun. Victory once with a champion, as we scream out, your will be done.
Hey yo, we marching on to victory. Full, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
Yeah.
Hey yo, we marching on to victory. Full, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
We've all sinned since birth, we're raised. We'll all die, earning grace. Death will come, I earn the wage. In hell I deserve the pain. Burning like sulfur and flames, I'm guilty of mirth and shame. Christ was hung, I'm first to blame. On the cross, heard explained. Rose on the third unpaid. I am saved, observe the change. Book of life, turn the page. I'll enter, I heard my name. My God is concerned with pain. He loves you, so learn his ways. In heaven, hear worship sang. Praise the King, his mercy saves. I'll see Jesus face to face. Gave me faith, saved by grace. I see why he made me wait. Amazing race, no greater place. His eyes like a flame of fire. He's the Lamb, great Messiah. Bloody robe, take the liar. Throw him in the lake of fire. Trifling one was blind and dumb. He suffered, the Christ was hung. Now eternal life has come to every tribe and tongue. He shines bright just like the sun. Saves his bride, the ancient side. Made the sky, but came to die. This is bliss, no greater high.
Hey yo, we marching on to victory. Bold, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
Yeah.
Hey yo, we marching on to victory. Bold, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
We'll be right back.
your weapons out, but you never ever get the best of me. I can hear your demons yelling loud, trying to kill me with that past artillery. I came too far just to back down. I can't afford to fall in the cracks now. I got my armor on, I'ma bust your head. Welcome to the war zone. Welcome to the war zone. Welcome to the war zone. Welcome to the war zone.
Sherrod White on Yacht of the King Radio. We getting it in. Yeah, Thanksgiving is coming up, man. What y'all gonna eat for Thanksgiving? Let me know, man. I wanna know what's popping. What's something that you eat that everybody else doesn't eat traditionally on Thanksgiving? But we got Believe in Steven, man. Believe in Steven. We chopped it up, man. We had a good time, man. Did you have a good time, brother?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
All right, Game Time. I thought I was gonna get a Game Time shout out, but you know what I'm saying? It's all good. We want to know how people can get a hold of you. You know what I'm saying? Your website, Facebook, Twitter. Where are you at on the World Wide Web?
Well, okay. My new website is GameTimeRecording.com. So on that website, you can check out all my lyrics off of my album, The Suffering Servant. I have the listener's guide for The Suffering Servant, breaking down all 19 tracks on there. It's almost 40 pages in length, almost like a little ebook. Free downloads and all that good stuff. On Facebook, my personal page is Steven Brindle. And then there's also the fan page, Believe in Steven. I'm getting to the point where
I don't think I'm going to be able to add anyone else to the personal page. I think I'm close to the limit.
You got too many friends, y'all.
Yeah, so if people are trying to add me on there, I'm probably not going to be able to accept. But they can go to Believe in Steven on the fan page. And then Twitter, I'm on there, and it's at Believe in Steven. Bandcamp, believeinsteven.bandcamp.com. So I think I got all of that covered.
All right, so y'all got to go check all that out. Believe in Steven, any last words you want to share with the brethren out there? And
I'm just thankful for everyone who, who listened in. I appreciate you listening tonight and to my music. And just if you can continue to keep me in prayer, I would definitely appreciate that. And so I just wanted to say thank you. And let's just love God and love people. You know, as Christ said, the greatest commandments, just love God and love people. So let's continue to do that.
Amen. And we're going to go ahead and pray while we're on the show. Dear God, I just thank you, dear God, for believing Stephen as he is continuing to move forward in the gifting and the calling that you have given him. Dear God, we pray that you would just allow him to be led by your spirit. Dear God, open doors for him. Dear God, that no man can open and no man can close. And we thank you, dear God, for his ministry, his realness, dear God. And we pray that more and more people be impacted by what you have to share through him as he continues to spread the gospel in this format. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Everybody say it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, bro. We appreciate you getting on, bro. We look forward to hearing from you soon, man.
All right, appreciate it, man. Be in touch for sure.
All right, life.
Game cut.
All right, y'all see how we do it, man. Got it in with the homie, Believe in Steven. That was a real fun interview, man. We had a lot of good stuff going with him. You guys definitely go check him out on his websites that he listed out there. Some of the other websites that some of the cats in the live stream were mentioning was I Sure Am a Strong Rapper, which I think is kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? So check that out. You can see what's popping. And that's really what we do, man. Yada the King Radio. If you know of an artist that we have not interviewed yet, that you're like, man, how come you haven't got this cat on, or how come you haven't got that person on, you know, hit us up. Let us know what's up. You can go to yadatheking.com and just hit the contact link right there. Y'all know what's going to go down. Once again, I did lose these last couple of fantasy weeks. Fantasy football update, and Believe in Steven is posting them on there. Oh, yeah. Okay, look, Mr. 777, and yo, you listen on the podcast, I do a lot of trash talking. Mr. 777, I don't got Madden 11, I got Madden 11, but not 12. If you need to get, you know what I'm saying, some lessons in that, feel free to come to my office, or you can give my office a call, 425-243-4285, schedule an appointment, and we'll make sure we take care of that right there. This is what I'm gonna do, man. Hey, y'all crazy, man. Ask Mr. Eric Keith about me and Madden. K-9, though, I'll tell y'all, K-9 is a killer in Madden, man. That's really what's up. But let me do this. I'm gonna go to this song, Shut It Down, Erica Diamonds featuring Kaz, Applejacks, and Brinson on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in.
Shut it down. Yeah. We gon' shut it down in your city. Jesus is the message that we Christ first and the last. Shut it down, put the gospel on blast. On a mission, we gotta stay prayed up. Two or three in the mix, yeah, we double up. Matt 28, I'm quick to listen. Make disciples, it's all about Great Commission. Holy Spirit is the one that draw him close. I'm just a vessel, no self-boast. On the grizzly, yeah, the J-O. All day juiced up, OJ Mayo. Sandwich rhymes with the bread of life. I ain't talking about the dough, new appetite. Kingdom architect, built from the scriptures. Artistry is when Christ paints in your picture. Writing on the wall so you see the sound. New era in the zone, yo, we shut it down.
We gon' shut it down when you see it.
My opponent.
I'm backed by the Holy Father, so where is my opposition? Proclaiming Jesus the Christ, and the rest is just superstition. Knowing my light of fiction is only here for a phase. I'm saying hell or high water, I'm giving my God a praise.
Spirit that can barely see. Yeah, my speech is slurred, and though my vision's blurry, out no but 10 to 1 and I still got no need to worry. Praise his name in a hurry. Really, it's just that simple. By the mention of Jesus, these demons, they shake and tremble. Got a whole lot of word, and we got kingdom swag. Who is supposed to scare me? The king of kings is my dad. It's monologue here from GA. We don't play and we done told y'all. We just gon' praise his name up from Sodom back down to Duval. And yeah, we will remove all these spirits that try to hinder. The devil, he wanna kill us. We music's toughest contender. Satan is a pretender, but God up above is real. That's why we wrote this to praise him and show him just how we feel. And we gon' get the crunkest and barker than all the rest. Cause when it come to our praises, we want them to be the best.
I'ma praise his name, whose name? That man who blood was stained. Picking up my cross, my pain. I'm living just to live again, and that's my aim. Some people may say I'm insane when I get the shout and that praise. Don't look at me strange. What you mean? You didn't know I was down with the king. Y'all should've never let us up in this game. I've been on another level ever since the day I left the devil. You can never let it say I'm on 10. Check a turn through the mind of a suicidal soldier. If you really wanna know where I've been, seeing, seeing, and more seeing. That was my motto. Blow, blow, cash, cash, money like I won the lotto. Oh, I'ma need your auto. Ay, I gotta touch him. Head like Picasso, now that's gon' touch him. Black cookin' so custom, from the coast of East Asia all the way to Augusta. They looking for other groups like him, but what they are missing, we got it in substance. I'm born to get this shout out. If I don't, these thoughts gon' cry out. But I am an ultimate fighter, I took to submit me, and I will not tap out. You can even try to pull your strap out, and I'm pulling out Psalm 91. If you really wanna battle, bring it on. We can get the same poppin' nonstop until you speak.
I'ma praise his name, I'ma lift him up. And that's really what's up. Gideon's Army song is called Born to Shout. And we born to shout, we born to live this thing, man. And this is your boy Don Christian, the warrior. And I would like to say, we're gonna talk about this topic of the day, man. Priorities. And I would even say kingdom priorities. How do we stay organized? I think a lot of times in life we see when we're not organized or not having our priorities in the right area, things begin to get haywire. It looks like it's out of control. We're like, man, I don't know how to handle this, you know. And that comes from a lot of time of not keeping our priorities in the right place. So what is the way that we can keep our priorities in the right place? I see some cats that said, I would say placing prayer with God to start the day off and getting in that word. And that's cute. That's huge. He also said people that commute to work, they can use that time to pray. And I want to say that, man, that's actually a great time to do it. When I was at my last job, before I stepped out of that, I used to pray every day in the truck while I was driving on my, you know, on the way to the first route. Turn off the music and just talk to God, worship God. And man, it was very fruitful, man. So I would say sometimes use that time that you have where you would play something, you know what I'm saying, get some music in or something like that. Sometimes turn the music off and get in with God. Yes, Jesus Christ in the chat room, they said, I say limit distractions and discipline yourself in prayer and reading the word. That helps me keep my priorities straight. And I think that works globally with the church too. And then they also said, I think sometimes we talk too much about petty stuff. And that's really, we got to do that, man. And then believing Stephen, he's in the chat room. He said, I say spending time with God, find time for relaxation and rest, but not being couch potatoes or spending countless hours on video games for days on end. That's right, man. If you're going to play a video game, do it in, what do they say? What's the word that they normally say? Just keep it to a minimum. Don't go hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? But I want to say this, man. In order for us to prioritize, even with the things in our life, the things that God has given us, we always got to make sure there's that we keep God first. The Word of God says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and then everything else will be added to you as well. And it also talks in that chapter about worrying about all the different things that are going on. A lot of times when things are going haywire, we're doing a lot of worrying, and we have to trust that God is going to take care of us. And I think that's real good. I see a lot of people just chiming in. I like that. Repentance. Confess sins. If you got sins in your life, that is taking that priority in your life over God. So we got to make sure that we are repenting. We are standing in righteous standing with God. So when God sees us, he sees Christ and not us continuing to live in a life of sin. And I think that's key, man. For us to have the priorities of the kingdom, we have to understand what the kingdom's priorities are. And that's putting God first and doing what he's called us to do. I was talking, like I said, my big brother Andre Benjamin, he was talking about this, man. And the thing that he said was, you know, sometimes God will tell us to do something and it'd be years down the road, we'd be like, oh yeah, God did tell me to do that. But we're not being obedient. You know what I'm saying? Obedience, check it out, man. I just finished reading this book, Undercover by John Bevere. It said obedience is for Abraham, it was accredited righteousness to him because of his obedience, because he believed that God, he believed in what God did, and he didn't just believe it, he actually did what God told him to do. So we have to be obedient. It's very important for us to be obedient to God's word. And it's also even with ministry. Let's say we're in ministry and we're preaching or we're doing all these great things. We always got to remember our family is a priority. Sometimes you got to get tested on that. Man, am I really putting my family first after God, or am I doing what I want to do just because I like doing it? Sometimes we got to check ourselves. And yes, Jesus Christ said, knowing when God is trying to get your attention, like the prophet Samuel. That's right. We got to train ourselves to hear from God, to know when God is talking to us, to know what God is telling us to do. Because a lot of times being led by the Spirit of God is how God wants to. There's going to be some things where he's going to tell us, hey, I know I told you to go this way, but let me show you how to do it a different way. That you're still going to get what I told you to get done, because God don't contradict himself. He ain't going to tell you to do something and not mean do it. He's going to continue to train you up, and we got to be careful to hear God's voice, man. And I think that's real important, man. If you feel like your life is just haywire right now, or it's just out of whack, you can't get control of it, man, just sit down and talk with God, man. Talk with God, chop it up with him and say, man, I'm dealing with these things. And he'll talk back to you, man. Listen to him. Take time and just chop it up with God, man. I think that a lot of times if we're not having our priorities right, it's because we haven't spent enough time with God to get to a place where we can hear from him and hear what he has to say. Because he's the ultimate coach. He's the ultimate teacher. And he's the ultimate preacher, man. And anything that he is speaking is going to drastically benefit our life if we are obedient to his word, man. And I think that is something that we could take to the bank, man. And that's really what it's all about here at Yada the King Radio. If y'all got any topics that you think we should talk about on Yada the King Radio, feel free to hit us up. YadaTheKing@gmail.com. And that's YadaTheKing@gmail.com. Or give us a phone call, 425-243-4285. We'll be sure to get it on that topic. I might even play your message that you leave, and that might be the thing that gets us started on a topic. That way I don't miss nothing and the people don't hear nothing. You know what I'm saying? So praising and worshiping God sometimes helps focus on him as well. That's right, man. I guarantee you praise and worship God, it'll get your mind off of everything that you're dealing with. And I know that as a fact, because it's happened to me. You could be stressed out, but you get into the throne room of God, and all you feel is heaven. You'll feel heaven in the room, man. But I'm about to get out of here. I appreciate everybody coming out. Be back on Sunday, 5:30, 8:30 Eastern time. Yada the King Radio. I'm out.
Always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada the King, Shabbat the King, I yada the King, I yada the King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada the King, Shabbat the King, we yada the King, we yada the King.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada the King Radio
now on gospelnw.com.